Well, we get a chance to catch up with so many of members of our business community that are behind our 39th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. And our next guest always comes with a great story. So you might need to bring your handkerchief or your Kleenexes, and because it's a true life story and he does not sugarcoat it, but it does have a happy ending. So let's welcome Jonathan Brown to Palmetto Mornings once again. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see y'all again.
Now, you know, we do the live reads for all of our ads. And so talking about stress, I had to read the Jonathan Brown Electric ad right in front of the man whose name is on the business. And he said, I nailed it.
You did nail it.
You did great.
It was a 10 out of 10. No oopsie poopsies, no hiccups. It was great.
That was not the time to mess up in front of the man, the myth, the legend, Jonathan Brown. Well, good morning to you, Jonathan. The holiday season is up and running for you and your family of three kids.
Yes, sir.
A middle schooler and two elementary.
Man. Yes, sir.
Okay. Two girls and the boys, the third one.
Yes, sir.
What is life like for him?
It's rough. It's rough. When you're the baby with two older sisters, you get beat up a lot and told what to do. I mean, that poor boy, he's never going to be able to go out and do anything on his own in this world because his sisters have pretty well ruined that one for him. He don't know which way to turn sometimes.
But you know what? I bet they've made him a well-rounded character.
Oh, yeah.
Do they do dress up or put him in their imaginary games or?
Well, my oldest, like I said, she'd be in the teenager one. She's kind of drifted off to her room and stays hidden from most of society until she gets hungry and comes out and, you know, visits.
Sounds about right.
The younger one, now those two, they get together and she's my one to whom which you will see when she comes down and runs over to him and goes, and he goes, okay, and jumps up, run off. You get up real quick and run and go, whoa, 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 whoa.
What did she tell you?
If your sister's coming to ask you to do something, something bad's coming, son. You need to understand, okay, you cannot always trust the girls.
And that's the middle of the bunch, the girl, which is always rambunctious too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot blame her. I was a middle child, so I get that one.
Okay.
It is, you, when you're stuck in the middle, you're kind of that independent. You got the older one who gets the attention because they're the ones getting fussed at, told what to do because they're growing up. You got the baby who just gets away with stuff. So you kind of blend in the middle, don't get much attention, so you got to be more independent. But you also kind of, with that independence comes a lot more confidence than you should have at that age. And I'm going to tell you, she has it. If there's one person that could stand toe-to-toe and argue with the great Catherine Madden here, I think it would be that little one and win that conversation.
Oh, wow, that's saying something, but I bet Catherine loves it.
Oh, yeah. She does.
Oh, my goodness.
That's her godchild, too.
But oh, well, that's good. That's
helpful. That's why I said we chose right on that one.
Well, Christmas today for your kids looks much different than what Christmas was like for you and your siblings.
Absolutely. So for today, my kids, you know, in the side of it for Christmas, They will never know what it is to be homeless. They will never know what it is to be hungry. They will not know what it is to live in an abusive household and to deal with raging alcoholism and abuse in all kinds of manners. For me, when I was a child, unfortunately, I have that story to where I get to tell the dark side of my childhood, where my mother, married to my father, God love him, but who's passed away now, was a raging alcoholic, was highly abusive, beat us. My mother went out, left him. We were homeless for 6 months in a park in a tent, out of a station wagon for 3 months. We were hungry, we were eating. There are times we ate, I know it sounds horrible, but cat food and dog food, because my mother worked at a grooming salon, that's what we had, and, you know, when you're hungry, you eat. But it was a rough time. My father was highly abusive. Now he got sober and changed and came around. And there's another story to that one that I could tell, a whole different one too. Mm. But I took care of that man till the day that he died. Not to go into that one, but the childhood side, there were days in Christmas where we didn't know, you know, if you're ever going to get anything. And you were holding on as a child to that hope and that belief that Santa was real, you know, because that's all you had was hope. And that's one of the things I love about this program that we do with the Toys for Happiness is that I always try and tell them that you're not delivering a toy to a child. right? You're delivering a toy, but you're not really delivering a toy. What you're delivering is a moment of hope. You're giving them this peace, this joy, this happiness, this moment of pure hope that tomorrow is going to be better, because today I was not forgotten. Today I was not left in the dark and forgot. Tomorrow may be better. There is something there for me. And to have that and to be able to do that and be a part of that is unbelievably amazing. You don't know how much joy that gives me, because as a child, I remember sitting there wondering and hoping and praying and believing that Santa was real, that we're going to get something. I remember, and I look back at it now, and it's such a foolish thing, but I remember sitting in a magic act as a child, watching a magician. Oh, and I think there's a deer in, I can't remember, some church event or something. They brought some guy in to do tricks, and he did this one where he reached up, you know, was pulling the coins out of the air and dropping them in the bucket. And I remember I went up to him afterwards when everybody was out and he's packing his stuff, and I begged him to teach me that so that I could make money to take home and help my mom to buy food. And he told me, he said, kid, it's just a trick. He says, I pull them here. He says, here, you can have some coins, but it's not real. You can't really make it. And I'm going to tell you, I at the time, I didn't understand that he was trying to tell me that it wasn't, but I thought he just didn't want to tell me, and I wanted to learn because I'm like, please, I need this. You don't understand.
Gosh.
And I stand where I stand today looking at what I got and what the good Lord has given me through the grace that, you know, where I am and what I've come from. By all means, I don't have anything that has not come through the pure, undying grace of God. It has not been from anything that I should deserve, that I should have. It is purely the pure grace of God where I stand today. By His means, by His power alone, He gave me the strength and determination to keep fighting and moving through. Luckily, I think part of my ADHD that He blessed me with was the fact I had too much of a short attention span to give a darn to remember stuff. So I just kept picking myself up and moving forward.
I mean, Jonathan, you are truly the story of it's not just miracles. It is that hope, the light that anybody can achieve in this world, knowing that people love them. We mentioned that earlier. Just to know that someone cares and loves you, it could be the most game-changing thing that happens to you that day or that point of your life. And you bring that love and that culture into the work that you have built, your empire with Jonathan Brown Electric. Have you had new employees come on over the past year and help them really understand this backstory and why Toys for Happiness is so important? What does that culture even look like over at the business?
Well, I can tell you the culture of the business is a different dynamic. I have a lot of young men that come in. I will say I'm a little hard on them because I have a lot of young men who've never actually experienced anything tough in their life. And what I try to do is I push and I drive, because my deal is you need to understand this world is not easy. You're in the real world now of men in fight. This world's not going to be fun and game and cake and pie. You have to understand there will be difficulties. You will fight through these at some point in time. And I push them, and I'm a little hard on them, but I'm on that way because I see the ones who have potential. I see the ones who have the potential to do really great. I see the ones who have the potential to do really good. And I see also those to whom which I treat differently, because I see where they come from and what they're dealing with. And I have different manners. So I can't sit there and tell you when I walk in the door, it's sunshine and rainbows. That's not necessarily the case. I treat my guys in the way I see that they need, because part of my job, not only as a boss, as a person, is I look at these young men as ones who need to be driven in this world to find that drive, to find that push. Some of them gather it, some of them don't, but at the very same time, I know that most of the ones who've ever left my place know that there has been a change in some good form, in some drive. Now, whether they see that now or they see that sometimes 10 years down the road, it's a whole different story, because there was plenty of men who came into my life as a child through the church, through work, through other things. So I started work when I was 13 from an old man at the church who took me under his wing, taught me some stuff. And I will tell you, there are days where, you know, I wanted to cuss that man's name, you know, just, oh my gosh. But at the very same time, the lessons and the what felt like pure, unadulterated, just meanness was a lesson and a driven point that I needed at that time, that I look back now and go,
now I get it.
I got you. And it took a while. It took potential. Time.
Yeah.
Well, he saw what was needed. He knew that at that time, a young man in my position – He needed structure, needed discipline, needed pushing, needed driving, needed that edge to get you there. Because in any of us, in all of us, right, we have a great potential. You, as I was always told, you have ability to do two things. You have great goodness, mm-hmm. and you have great evil. Mm. And which one is the greater of the two is which one you feed, in a sense. If you feed the goodness will conquer and roll. If you feed the evil will conquer and roll. It is your choice of which one you feed. Mm. And I was always told, don't feed the evil boy. Yeah. But at the very same time, when you're young, it's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
And so you have strong, determined people that will help guide you if you take a look at it. Now, when you're young, you don't see it that way. You just see it as you know, I'm just being mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way my children sometimes think it. But it's all right.
Yeah.
You grow up and you learn later. But those are the things that brought me to where I am.
Well, you're a great example of a self-made man. I mean, you literally came from nothing. And you've built a business with your name on the outside of it. And now look at you. You're in a position where you can help other families just like you and provide hope and the joy of Christmas. When there were times as a kid, you didn't know if it was coming or not. And I applaud your mom for what she had to endure. I applaud you with rebuilding your relationship with your dad. I mean, that probably was not an easy feat considering what you described you went through. But here we are now, full circle in 2024. Like, mm-hmm. to your point, your kids won't have to experience that, but they at least know it. And this toy could break the cycle for who knows out there. And we see it as a toy, and for most of us, we can pick up an extra gift or two without thinking twice about it. But as Jonathan Brown just described, it could be an entire life-changing moment for a lot of kids. And all you have to do is drop off a new unwrapped toy at any of the boxes scattered around town. And if you don't know where to go, you know, you can always come here to the broadcast house or just reach out to Jonathan Brown. He would love to see you either in person or they'll swing by the house and pick it up. Right, Jonathan?
We will find a way to get it taken care of for you.
Well, Jonathan, also, thank you so much for helping the lighting in here in the studio. Remember, this is a radio studio that has now been transformed into a TV studio. So Jonathan Brown is helping us in this transition. So thank you.
We are trying to get the light to shine as bright as Lucas does.
That's a great way to say it, but now you're making his head big.
I know. Well, that's why Jonathan Brown's my favorite.
Well, when he gets that light right, we'll see how big your head really is.
Right. Oh, man. Jonathan, here's to a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks so much for explaining to us what the true meaning of this program is all about. We certainly appreciate it, sir.
I'm always happy to be a part of it.